Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, a few sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Ed Ratner. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Redomo, Inc. At Redomo, we build artificial intelligence solutions for the real world.
Right into the point. Love it. So number two, how do I pick the best AI model? Go.
That's a great question, Bob. Thanks for asking that. And this is an especially important question, given all the hype AI has received in the world today. However, picking the best AI model is not as easy as people may think. Fundamentally, there are several things that you have to pay attention to. Number one, is your data well represented by the model? And that has to be done with internal validation. You cannot pick a model that works very well for other data and then bring it over to your data and say, hey, it worked well for other data, therefore it will work well for mine. This is the fundamental paradigm of something called transfer learning. It's become very popular. It actually doesn't work nearly as well as people think it does. Just because a given model is a 99.9% accurate for company's A data does not mean it's going to have the same accuracy with company B's data. It can, in fact, be dramatically worse. So you have to validate it on your own data. And having especially small data sets, which is very, very common for most businesses today, this is critical because many models that are advertised to be very accurate, in fact, won't be. At Redomo, we specialize in small data sets. And our modelers are extremely accurate, even for small data.
Perfect. Love it there. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
I want to say hello to Aditya Prakash of Versian. Versian has been a customer of Redomo, and we love working with them. And Aditya has been a colleague in the industry for many years. He's a very talented founder and entrepreneur. So, hey, Aditya. Also want to say hello to Jim Poynton. Jim is the founder and the CEO of HealthPoint. I've gotten to know Jim over the last several years. Very motivated, talented individual, and we love working with HealthPoint at Redomo.
Perfect. I looked them both up here. Number four, final fun question. Ed, tell me about your most epic sale.
I would say that the most epic sale that we've had it came at my previous startup at Lyrical Labs, where we worked with a company called ViewLift to do all the video encodings for thegreatcourses.com. Many of you know thegreatcourses.com. They have a lot of video content that's educational, but they have things from National Geographics as well. There was an early sale for Lyrical Labs, and we encoded all of the content for Great Courses. And it was a great start for Lyrical. So I think that's the most epic sale in my career up to this point. We have some great business deals in the works at Redomo that I would love to tell everyone about. However, those are in progress. B, those are under NDAs, so I cannot share that with the audience yet. But maybe if we do another podcast here with Bob in the next year, we'll be able to share some of those.
I hope so. Obviously, I like when people make money. That is very important there. So, Ed, you have 4 minutes and 35 seconds left. So you can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. We can end early. You can talk more about AI models, whatever. I am flexible. Go for it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question, Bob. When you hear the word artificial intelligence, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think of artificial intelligence as a tool that helps people do work more consistently. So for example, like one of the things that I do in the day job there, we actually show people how to write blog content using AI. And we say, treat it like a junior copywriter. So obviously you wouldn't have a junior copywriter go post blogs on your website because they're a junior copywriter. But you would have a junior copywriter go write 2,000 words, check and go, okay, minor little changes, done.
Fantastic. That's a great example. And that's a great example, Bob. And what you've brought up is a very, very specific use case of AI where you don't want AI to do a variety of different tasks. You want to do one task very well and very quickly and cheaply. And in fact, I believe that's the future, real future of AI. Many people are out there saying that AI is going to evolve to somehow replace humans and replace humans' general cognitive ability. I don't believe that will be the case in the near future. Obviously, 200 years down the road, nobody knows what's going to happen.
Right.
But in the near future, I think what AI will be very specialized tools that will do particular tasks very quickly and accurately. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this is the philosophy behind Adamo, to be able to do very specific tasks quickly and accurately. Well, to be able to do that, you have to work with limited data, because most specific tasks do not have gigabytes and gigabytes and terabytes of data to learn from. You can certainly throw junk data at it, but it's not going to help the AI. In fact, it'll only hurt it. So if you talk about relevant data, most situations have a very limited amount of data. And at Adamo, we do what needs to be done in that situation. We build models that are already accurate, even with as few as a few hundred training samples, meaning examples. So our AI can learn very quickly in terms of the amount of data needed and give you useful, actionable results in real situations. And that was the philosophy of when we started Adamo, when we built the core technology that's really been the opposite of the approach that pretty much everyone else has taken in the industry, which has been the big data paradigm. The big data paradigm that basically said, there's an infinite amount of data available. I'll just grab all this huge amount of data and train the AI with it and have it do anything. I don't believe that will be the way most AI problems will be solved in the near future. I believe it will be the limited problem, exactly as Bob described it. And that's what we specialize in at Adamo. Right.
See, I have an opinion about AI in the future. If you want to hear it, if not, we can go to another question.
I would love to hear it, Bob.
I believe AI is going to really reduce the middle class. And here's why. The problem when we have all these AI programs is you need coders. Coders are going to get paid a lot of money. With AI, it's going to start reducing to where if you're that employee who basically is kind of in the background doing the bare minimum, you know, the corporate thing there, those jobs are going to start going away. So the idea is that you're not going to be able to be at your job, be average anymore. You're going to have to be to where that high performing producer. And that's where my opinion is. Now, when it comes down to if we're talking middle class being a tradesman, you know, blue collar jobs, those are always going to be there. I'm never going to have a robot come to my house and do my plumbing.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting thought. I agree with it in part. I agree with you that the middle class jobs that were basically clerical in nature, they were repetitive and very routine. Mm-hmm. I think automation in general and AI in particular will replace those. But I think even today already, many middle class jobs require a certain degree of creativity and a certain degree of communication with other people. And AI will not be able to take that.
Yes.
So I think what will happen is people will have to be a little more innovative, a little more creative, and take on more of a role of communicating and gathering information and then deploying the information out to the real world than just bare bones processing.
And so that's what I mean by the creative part. Didn't mean to talk over you there. But I'm saying that the creative part, that's what I'm saying. You need that creativity. If you don't have it, that's where you're going to have a lot of trouble there.
Agreed. But to me, it doesn't have to be the sort of creativity that an artist has.
Right.
It's not that level of creativity. It just,
That is time, Ed. You pulled it off. Perfect. 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Ed, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it's Bob in reverse.
Correct. Your website, say it real quick.
www.adamoinc.com.
In the description. Yep. In the description, it's magic. Ed, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you. Bye. And for anyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.